One of the buzzwords we often hear about the economy these days is certainty, the idea that if we all had a better idea of what the economy was going to throw our way, we'd be better able to prepare for it. New Hampshire farmers have tried to bring a little more certainty to an often uncertain industry through something called community-supported agriculture. In a CSA program, consumers essentially buy a share of the year's crops from a farmer or a group of farmers, and they make their payment of a few hundred dollars at the start of the season. Reporter Amanda Loader of State Impact New Hampshire has been looking into CSAs for her ongoing economic series, Getting By, Getting Ahead, and she joins us now with a share of what she's learned. Hi, Amanda.
Hey, Brady.
CSA programs are all over the state these days, but one of the biggest hotspots is the Monadnock region, which is your focus this week. Well, why are CSAs so popular there?
That is a really good question, and I think it'd be a good idea to give you a sense of scale before I dive into that. There's a group called Local Harvest. It's a national group that promotes the local food movement. They count 90 CSAs serving New Hampshire, and about a third of those serving specifically the Monadnock region. So that gives you an idea of how much of this particular movement is concentrated there. And it's kind of hard to tell why CSAs are so popular. There are a couple things here, though, that could be in play. A good portion of the region is set away from the interstates and the main hubs of urban economic activity in New Hampshire. So what you have then is you have this economy where there's this strong sense of localism. The Monadnock region, very well known for its buy local movement, and it makes sense, culturally speaking, that that spirit would extend to food and locally grown food.
Okay. The big question here is community-supported agriculture is designed to give farmers more steady upfront income at the start of the season so they don't have to wait to see how the crops do. More certainty. Has it worked?
You know, it's been very successful in terms of people going into the field, the agriculture field, if you'll pardon the pun. I just couldn't resist. During the last U.S. Census of Agriculture, the USDA actually found that the number of farms in the region grew by about 30% between Hillsborough and Cheshire counties. Most of those were small farms, and it's probably a safe bet to say that a number of them were CSAs. But it's tough to trace the impact of CSAs because for most farmers, it's just one marketing channel. Most of these people will also have farm stands. They'll go to farmers markets. They might even wholesale. So it's probably fair to say it's been a nice addition to the bottom line for farmers, although how much is tough to say.
And as you pointed out on the State Impact blog, growing popularity doesn't necessarily translate into more prosperity. Why not?
It has a lot to do with the cost associated with producing the food. You hear a lot about this, the true cost of food business. When you're talking about large operations in the Monadnock region, you're still talking small scale. I mean, a large CSA might have a few hundred members. Then when you add to that the land prices in New England, which are, I've heard described as almost prohibitively high, you're also talking about a higher cost of living, which means that your labor costs are naturally going to be higher. And it's hard to find labor that you need to actually harvest the stuff and make the money. And not just finding the labor, then it becomes a matter of keeping the labor. What's the incentive to stay? And that is an issue that a lot of these small-scale farmers and those who are running CSAs are dealing with.
And you're going to be talking for your next piece in your series to someone who's in those shoes. Can you tell us a little bit about the farmer in your piece?
Yeah. Tracy Smith, she's a young farmer. She's become one of the larger CSAs in the region. Like a lot of farmers, though, in the Monadnock area, she is wrestling with how to keep these workers coming back year after year.
And we're aiming every year to be able to really keep our employees, looking into health insurance. That's kind of our big goal now. I really want this farm to be sustainable, and you can't have a sustainable business if you're losing people because you can't offer them enough.
That's farmer Tracy Smith, who's going to be in Amanda's piece tomorrow. We'll be listening. Thanks, Amanda.
Thank you, Brady.
And HPR's business and economy coverage in collaboration with NPR. You can learn more about Amanda's series, Getting By, Getting Ahead, by going to our website, nhpr.org.